Okay, Shkai, I'll be early, and thank you. Today's topic is Inyane using electricity, turning on and off electricity on Shabbos and Yom Tov. I guess we'll begin with what we're not talking about first, and maybe we'll talk more about that next week, Mirz Hashem, that with the advancement of technology, again, the 39 malachas on Shabbos, and for example, used to people would wash clothing by going to the river, going to the lake, and actually using a body of water. Now we use a washing machine. They used to cut the lawn by using some type of scissors or something else. Now they use a lawnmower. They used to do things by hand, mixers and grinders, and we use all the different types of machinery to do things which used to be done manually back in the day. So most of the time, this is the same malacha which is involved. Just using, we're doing it more efficiently, more easily than was beforehand. Another issue of with the advancement of electricity, which we'll talk much more about Richos next week, Mirz Hashem, is that many things are happening as we simply live our lives, happening almost memela. By when we enter a room, the light goes on, and various other things are going to happen. So we'll have to discuss the level of kavana and a lack of kavana, psikreshas and things like that. Mirz Hashem, should one be chayy for that, or is that still problematic? And other possible kulos or chumras, because they're happening like the technologies at the normal way that it's being done, how long does it last? We'll have to speak about that Mirz Hashem by Richos next week. Today, just simply the topic is as follows. When there is no other malacha being done, I'm not using a washing machine, I'm not blending something, I'm not grinding something, I use a machinery, but all I'm doing is simply turning on and off electricity. There's no issur per se in a fan. A fan is a good example. There's no issur per se in turning on and off a fan. The only issue that would be involved is the issue of turning on and off electricity. And therefore, we'll have to figure out what could be the possible issues that are involved. And number one, whether it's daraisa, drabanon, or at all, in theory, and if whatever level it's at, what's the gedder ha'isur? If it's what the gedder is, and that could lead to certain nafkamina lahalacha in determining what the gedder is, besides figuring out what the level of the right, whether it's the right of darbanon, but the nature of the isur will also be important. So one of the original discussions about this was in a journal about 120 years ago, year Tuf Resh Samach Gimel, a Beis Vav L'Chachomim, there was like a contemporary halacha journal of the time, of the Baal Aruch HaShulchan, was discussing, can one turn on, back to the main usage for electricity at the time was turning on lights, using to turn on the old incandescent bulbs, the old light bulbs. So can one turn on those bulbs on Yom Tov? Of course, on Yom Tov we know that havara generally is mutter letzorech, but one cannot be molid davar chadash. We'll get back to that towards the end of this year as well, Meir Hashem. But one can't create something new. You can't light a match mitzchila. You have to light from an existing fire. So the Aruch HaShulchan wanted to be makel to light, though to turn on the lights, electric lights on Yom Tov. Reason being, because he thought there already was, so to speak, fire in the wires. And the quote was that Yesh Bezel Electri Yesh Koach Esh Mamish Elash Eino Meir. It's already, so to speak, a Koach of Esh. It's not yet lit. When the positive and the negative meet each other, it actualizes and comes to fruition. What all I'm simply doing is blowing on the coal, and that's bringing out the fire. So he thinks it would be. He thought it would be permissible to. Therefore, of course, it would be prohibited. It would be permissible, therefore, to light on Yom Tov. And the assumption of that is that the reason why it would be prohibited on Shabbos would be because he thinks involved in the past is the form of Havara, it's a form of lighting a fire, one of the Lametes Malachos, and therefore one cannot do that on Shabbos, and he thinks based on that, Yontif would not be a problem. So the first thing what we could think about in terms of lighting, turning on and off electricity on Shabbos is Havara. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes. Kein nira lefi niyastaiti lefi havanasi b'meleches v'elektri ki eino mitsuya berube ha'arim shalonu shenucha lamud b'diyok al totzal osam. That electricity isn't so prevalent in where he was. So he didn't exactly know this is what he envisioned, this is what he thought it seemed to be. He speculated in terms of how he thought electricity works. So I think we could all safely say that electricity is more prevalent in the year Tuf Shin Pei Gimel than it was in the Vardik and Tuf Reish Lamed Gimel. I think we're familiar with what it is already. And number one, most of already Gedolei HaPoskim seem to think that the Aruch HaShulchan, he said that at the time based on his, he says, l'fi havanasi ki'eno mitsuya, but once we understood it a little better, we understood it generally is not considered havara, generally it's not considered a fire, and maybe part of the reasons why they thought it was their fire involved, because often the wires did get hot, and there were often sparks involved, even today, I think when you plug things in, often you see sparks. An acquaintance of mine once mentioned to me that when Rav Moshe Zatzal was looking at the elevators to see whether or not you're able to use it, how and ways to use the elevators, one thing that he looked at was to see that every time you press the buttons, does it create sparks? Was sparks, and that was it automatically Havara? Was the sparks, was the fire automatic in creating electricity? It's generally assumed now that sparks are not necessarily definitional, nor is it even in Psik Resha, that it's not wanted. It often did happen, but it's certainly not something we want. They try to do things as much as possible. Usually fires in the wire are usually considered a very dangerous type of thing, and we try to minimize the heat that's there. But it was something that was found. There's probably a reason why people were thinking this. So what the Baal Aruch HaShulchan was saying, Beferish, I admit full well that I don't fully know what's going on here yet. We're still investigating. So he thought possibly it was Havara. We generally already, even quite a long time ago, the Achiezer, Chaim Ozer, he already thought that it wasn't a problem of Havara. Which leads me to the next possible way that people like Gedolei HaPoskim thought could be the issues involved in turning on and off electricity. The Chazon Ish, I think this is probably arguably the most famous opinion in the issue. Chazon Ish writes in Aruch Chaim Siman Nun, Sifkat and Tes, O Yesh Bazeh, in terms of Hadlokas Chashmal, Mishum Tikun Mana, Kivan Shema Amido Al Tchunaso Lizro Mezerem HaChashmal B'Tmidos. You're fixing something since you're getting Amido Al Tchunaso. You're putting it on its character to have the current go through it regularly. He's Tikkun Mana, could be the Raisa, could be the Rabbanon. Hatzlacha figuring out when it's the Raisa, when it's the Rabbanon. The Karu of Hadavar Zebonim in HaTorah ke'osekli. And it could even be the right, so why? V'kol shekein kan, d'chol hachutim mechubarim lebayis, v'havalei kibone b'mechubar, d'yeshno mishom binyin v'stira. I'll explain more in a second. Aval hacha einav kuzla b'zeh, d'afilu b'kelim ki agav nechoshiv bone. V'sichas hachashmal, shemachnis nemazerem mechutim choshil olam kitika. What's going on here? The rules are like this. Usually the Gemara says that classic binyan is bikarka. It's bikarka when you're building something connected to the ground. So much so the Gemara says, ain binyan istira bikalim. It's generally how we paskin. When you're dealing with karka, One's chai mishum binyan, even if you simply pile up, you layer bricks. If you layer bricks, even though they're not cemented on yet, mikol makom one's chayev mishum binyan. It's the Mishnayos in the 12th parak of Shabbos. So that's one level. So he knows, so Zok l'chazan ish, that since you're dealing with, again, most the original electronic devices were connected to the walls. They were dealing with switches connected to the walls. There's things which are plugged in. So every single time that you're either plugging something in or you're flicking a switch, when you're flicking a switch, it's not the pshat, you know, that you're telling the monkey to go inside the wall. But rather, what you're doing is you're connecting to wires that are inside the wall. You're connecting something b'mechobar. You're connecting something which is mechobar l'karka, and by doing something, that, in essence, is a form of binyan. That's one idea of the Chazon Ish. And he continues and says, even if you'll tell me it wasn't b'karka, and certainly, I don't know in his time whether it was as prevalent, but certainly afterwards, we certainly have plenty of electronic devices which are now not connected to the karka. Mikol makom, we have a concept of teka. The Gemara says that even though ein binyan ustira bekelim, that means that if the equivalent of when I pile up bricks, if I pile up bricks on a house, I'm chayiv even though I don't cement them, they're not permanently connected together. But if I were to do the same thing in Kalim, it would not be chayiv. But if I do firmly connect them together, the classic examples when someone's glasses break, so then they have to, in order to be chayiv, and they screw the pieces back together, so then they're chayiv mishum, it's a tika. Machlokas Rashi tells enough for us whether it matters which malacha that is. Rashi says yichayim mishamake bepatish. Tosfos says yichayim. No, but that makes it real binyan. That even in kalim you'd be chayim misham binyan when it's tekaz. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. But either way, one would still be chayim if it's firmly connected together. So now Zok l'chazan ish 2 points. Number one, when I'm dealing with electricity, since I'm connecting the wires b'mechubar, even if it weren't teka, I'd be chayiv, since number one, it's b'mechubar. Point number two is that even if it's not b'mechubar, even if it was b'metaltalin, enaf kusa b'zed, afilu b'kelem ki agav nechashibona, and since I am getting the current to flow through these wires, that automatically makes it as if it is tika. So that's the famous opinion of the Chazon Ish. The Rav Shlomo Zalman, that's Al, Derech Agav, you read it. One of the Shlomo Zalman, it's just beautiful to understand how he got to this. He young yeshiva bachar. He got to this, I believe his mother needed a hearing aid, I think. That's the way the story went. So he became very involved in understanding electricity properly. And he was much, much younger than the Chazon Ish. And you see the kavod in which he was. He was cholik on the Chazon Ish. But he did it, you see the way he spoke to him, as the Chaim Volozhin says, that you fight, well, you could argue with him, but realize he did it with the greatest kavod. He was dealing with the Chazon Ish. He said, I didn't understand his words at all. He says, L'chora, first of all, b'machobar, you can tell me it's aser b'machobar. L'chora, if I were connecting something to the machobar, I'd understand. But l'chora, everything already is machobar. L'mashal, let's say we were all in, this room may be a bad example, on Shabbos and Yontif. But if it's not a regular room on Shabbos and Yontif, if you want, you're allowed to open the door. You're allowed to open the door and close the door. Even though it's been mechubar, why? It was mechubar beforehand. It was mechubar. It just simply, you're shifting something, you're moving something. in its place. It was mechaber, it is mechaber, it stays mechaber. So too, when you're dealing with a switch, the switch, every single one of the pieces started up in mechaber. It should be the equivalent of opening a door or a window. Which pashit, it's mutter on Shabbos. Even it's pashit, it is mutter. It's clear in Tim Saloma, you'll need a rayo. It's beforeish and mishnayis and gemaras that you're able to open windows and doors in the gemara. Certainly, we're not all stuck in the house on every Shabbos and Yontif. You're allowed to open doors on Shabbos and Yontif. Point number one. And you'll tell me the Zerim getting the current to flow through the wires is automatically Ketika. Is that true? It should be the equivalent of, you know, getting water. You had to turn on a hose. You had to turn on the faucet on Shabbos and Yom Tov. There's no problem with just simply getting something to flow through wires. So it's very difficult. The Shlomo Zalman, this is both in Tshuva and in his Mincha Shlomo, and as well as in the Ma'orei Eish. Ma'orei Eish is a whole work which he wrote about all about electricity. And Derech Agav, they put out a very nice volume of it. And the Talmidim and the Machon that puts out all of his Svarim right now posthumously, they put out, I think it was originally three volumes, maybe two volumes, a different Chalakim, where they go through all the Psakim of Shlomo Zalman, their Marich, throughout the ages, something we don't even know what they're talking. We're describing certain Kalim that they had at the time, which we're not familiar with, so they describe everything that he was talking about and go to the Pesach Barichos. I use that a lot, the Ma'orei Eish HaSholem. It's either two or three volumes, they sell in different ways. It's recommended. So he analyzes these questions, he analyzes the Chazon Ish, he's very bothered, he doesn't think that what he's saying doesn't seem to fit with the regular rules of Bona and... is that really Taka? Or any 3-year-old could turn on any baby could turn on this electricity. Is that really Taka? To fix my to break my glasses, any 3-year-old could do, but to fix it is probably much harder. To Taka, you would think that maybe it needs a Maisa Uma, and these are things which are debated in the Tshuvas there, and it may need more. So he argues on this, on the premise that is this really considered binyan in any way, shape, or form? So, the Chazon Ish addressed, there's a Shach Levitaria between the Chazon Ish and Rosh Shlomo Zalman. There's some letters back and forth. And the Chazon Ish has lines in which he says things that this is different. Aval Tikkun, this is in the original piece in the Chazon Ish in Or HaChaim, Aval Tikkun Tzura L'Geshem V'Nas Al Yedei Shimosh V'Adai Choshev Bonem. Again, Chazon Ish sounds like a Maral or the Rambam or Nevuchim rather than a Halacha Sefer that he says, Chomer and Surah, that when you're describing he envisions this usage of electricity is to be more than a regular, simply physically fixing one's glasses. He sees the fact that I'm using electricity to give it more significance than it otherwise would have had. Because Tikkun Tzura L'Geshem, that's one of his lines. Or he has a discussion, this I think in one of the letters back, that this is different because, number one, Herkiv HaProkim Ze'em Ze'. The fact that you're joining the pieces back together, and it doesn't help that it's only softly connected. And again, any 3-year-old could play with the electricity, turn it on and off multiple times.
Just by the way, the lashons of the Chazon Ish that Packer mentioning are in the source that I sent to you, the first source booklet about electricity, general electricity on Shabbos, on page 2, in the second paragraph on page 2. If you want to see the lashons of the Chazon Ish, which are very important.
So his lines there are that Herk, maybe a step earlier in those lines, that Ha'inyan Tolei B'Shikol Hadas, Techimun Barzel, Eina Mechadesh Teva Chodosh B'Barzel. So of Shlomo Zalman, one of his other mishalim, I brought some of them, one of his other mishalim that he's using, what do you mean? All I'm doing is heating up the wires. I'm not giving a new quality to the wires. I'm heating it up. There's no problem heating up wires per se. Other, that would be other issues, but not binyan or anything of the sort. Depending what level, what shiur I get to and what. I'm not building the wires in that way. That rather, I'm creating a fire, and the barzel trying to get rid of it. It's trying to get rid of the fire. It doesn't belong there. That here I'm bringing out the latent electricity is inside of it. That it's bringing out its natural tendency. And it's permanent. And I'm bringing it to its natural usage. Number one, mishum harkiv prakim zem zeh. Because simply bringing the pieces together, and this that is v'lo mahani hadavi rafoi b'shem dezerem chashmali mechabim b'chinas teka. The fact that I'm dealing with the current makes it permanent. It gives it the din of being teka. Point number one and point number two. The tikkun chut atzmo mimaves l'chayim havi bona. I'm creating something which until now was quote unquote dead, and now I'm bringing it alive. Makes it may. Maves lachayim. So again, that certainly sounds very different than simply the fact that I'm dealing with simply joining two wires together, but rather he sees with electricity something unique going on here, which makes it either mimaves lachayim or something which is otherwise loosely connected, more firmly connected than I otherwise would see it. So the Chazon Ish admits 1,000%. That Kol Zeh is, in his own words, B'shikol Hadas. B'shikol Hadas. That's what Gedolei Yisrael are do. That, again, there's no Pasek and Chomish, there's no Gemara, there's no Rambam, there's no Shuvah of the Rashba, there's no Shuvah of Akiva Eger that discuss what to happen, what the din is about electricity. For whatever reason, they don't talk about it. So it all had to depend on the Shikol Hadas of Gedolei Yisrael at the time. So the Chazon Ish used the Hishikol Das of being a Gadol Shebi Yisrael, and this is how he perceived it. That's why I remember there are those who like to say that we started out with the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan, the Baal Aruch HaShulchan, admitted full well that he did not know exactly. He was still working to how to understand electricity. He wasn't sure exactly how it worked. He thought it was fire. He thought it was Havara. So there are those who claim that the same way that the Baal HaAruch HaShulchan just simply, he didn't know the facts yet. He didn't understand the Metzius. There are those who understand that the Chazon Ish also just didn't understand the facts. And it just doesn't seem to be correct. The Chazon Ish, I'm sure I must have heard this before, and I've heard from other Gedolei Rosh Yeshiva, but other yeshivas, they said this, that the Chazon Ish, no, he fully understood how electricity worked. He got it. He understood it. Just he envisioned it. He thought that because of that, it had more. It had a chashivas. Another Gadol Yisrael could argue on him. Shlomo Zalman wasn't certainly another Gadol Yisrael, and he did argue on him. So the Chazon Ish understood electricity. He got it. He understood it. He understood the Metzius. But his Shikol Hadas led him in a certain direction. Chazon Ish is more than entitled to a Shikol Hadas.
Is it like they? He wanted it to be
awesome. I think he really thought this was the case. I think he thought this was the case. He perceived it in such a way. I don't think he wanted it to be awesome, and therefore he was coming from. No, he really saw it. He saw it as binyan. He saw this as something more than it's something unique that's happening. It was something different than whenever. Than simply building with regular blocks, because I'm building with electricity. I'm dealing with materials which I haven't been using before. That itself gave it more chashivas that it otherwise would have had. I'm bringing something. Mavis l'chaim is a unique type of malacha. We'll get more to this in a couple of seconds, but in a different form. But again, this is a very important chazanish that the Chazon Ish thought it was bona, and Shlomo Zalman again with his Anova Yisera, he basically argued on the Chazon Ish, and the way it's looked at in many circles, the question is: are we still choshesh for this, for the Chazon Ish, or not? Who we are? What poskim are still choshesh for him? And then Talmidim of Rosh Lomel Zalman will tell you that the Isser is not bona b'feirish, and it's not. And the Talmidim, Mamas is Pesach Shabbos, are speaking to a Talmud of Rosh Lomel Zalman, and he assumed that Rosh Lomel Zalman would be passing with Rosh Lomel Zalman. That's the end of the story. And other circles, the Chazon Ish is still alive and well. I mean, it's still people poke some in some circles. He's still. I certainly I'm not going to be machvi on this issue. That. But my point is that number one that unlike the Aruch HaShulchan, who arguably again he was fully admitting that he was still figuring out what it was, the Chazon Ish knew what it was, and he just envisioned that he had his Shikol Hadas of his Shikol Hadas being a Gadol Bisrael envisioned for helped him made him envision it as something more than regular binyan that I was dealing with. Other types of materials.
Do we have a sense of like the poskim of our yeshiva?
I'll get to a little bit more. The okay, and so there was a discussion based on this. So if the more you believe that it's just simply combining wires, and that's simply binyan b'machobar and b'metaltalin b'shelo b'machobar, it would be tikkah. Then what would happen if I were dealing with the same thing with there wouldn't be electricity involved? Lamashal, let's say there's a blackout. And so therefore there's no electricity flowing through those wires at that time, and I'm just simply turning that switch up and down. So would that have the same significance? So once Shlomo Zalman understood to a degree what the Chazon Ish was saying, even though he was arguing with him, but at least he understood where the Chazon Ish was coming from, he thought it would be pashit that it's not simply the wires themselves, and I'm combining wires that creates the chiyuv. It's only because I'm dealing with electricity that gave it more significance than it otherwise would have had. So he thought it was pashit that wouldn't be chayiv. That wouldn't be anything. That wouldn't be binyan. It's on the regular rules that shouldn't be. It's opening a door, or it's getting water to flow. In this case, it would be opening and closing the door, opening a window. So that is exactly what Rav Shlomo Zalman thinks, but then he found out he wasn't happy with it. He didn't understand that the Chazon Ish's own nephew Rav Greinemann, that's how he in one of his farim, he actually thought that even in that case in Chidushim Biurim, that even that would still be considered bonus. He was very bothered by that. That's the more you see it as regular binyan istira, then it should be so, even if there's nothing to do with electricity, just simply the wires themselves. I'm closing the circuit in order to get, closing the circuit itself, connecting those wires would be a problem. The more you see it as something unique and special, because I'm dealing with electricity, that would only be the case if there's electricity flowing through it. That's one version of the case, and in theory, one could be machalik between b'machobar and metaltalin. It could be maybe one could argue the case that b'machobar it'd be machobar either way. I'm connecting wires, but b'metaltalin, then the only reason it would be is because of tikkah. It's not tikkah at all if there's no electricity flowing. But you could make that distinction. You could say never without electricity, it's nothing ever. But that would be a place to draw the line. That's one interesting nafkamina. The other nafkamina would also the inverse, and this in theory is also very very prevalent right now, is that most of the electricity that we use, we'll get back to this also Meshacham later, is lav dafka connecting wires anymore. Most of the time, things are already connected, but all you're doing is you're doing something else to use to enable the electricity to flow through those wires that already are connected. L'mashal, some of the poskim speak about. I think they speak about semiconductors. I think they speak about where our phones are always on. Our phones are, they're not off. I'm not reconnecting something, but they're just basically, I just have to press a button or touch it or the like, and then it will activate it. But it's already on. If it's not the same thing as actually flicking the switch in the first place, it's already on. I just have to touch it because basically the wires are already connected. Just that it's not functional. The full amount of current necessary is not flowing through it yet in order to do anything. So by my touching it or by touching a button or whatever, each gadget in its own way gets it to actually function or gets the full amount of electricity to flow through it that's necessary. So is the problem literally connecting the wires? The wires are already connected. I'm not connecting anything. But if the pshat is, I am either bringing something in Mavis L'chaim, number one, or getting the electricity to flow through it, even though the wires are already connected. Or L'mashal, back in the day, they had, I think, I don't know, understand, but they supposedly would have a superconductor, the post-con, they saw one of the Truman article. They spoke about the superconductor, apparently by the change of temperature, that would get something to either to conduct electricity. So again, the wires are already connected or not, but all I'm doing is changing the temperature of it to get electricity to be able to flow or not flow through. So is that the more it's about literally connecting wires, I didn't do anything. The more it's about getting it mimavis l'chaim or getting the electricity to flow through it, or put said differently, like the current itself is what makes it binyan, then that would be a form of binyan, even though I'm not connected.
The two points that you just mentioned, is it clear that which one the Chazon Ish held, that it's or the deal, that both are yisurim independently? That making the appliance go like a fan that's not working to a fan that's blowing cold air, you're making it be mamas l'chaim, or is it the flow of electricity that itself is the free yisurim?
Right, so he's toying with both. I believe he's toying with the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish is, the Chazon Ish, he's... It's all totally b'shekel adas. He doesn't. So he's definitely. I think I've spoken this in past years that a major discussion within this is the problem. Number one, just simply connecting the circuit. Is it that I'm connecting the wires? I should say first, connecting the wires. Is it number two, connecting the electricity? Is it number three, getting the appliance to work? That those are all different, bringing the mimavis l'chaim. Is it the appliance? Is it the circuits? It was simply, he's toying with all, the Chazon Ish is saying different things in different lines. And
I think they could all be true.
We're bringing this up right now. Rav Asher Weiss and his tshuva about this, we'll get to in a second what he will actually say, but just in dealing with the Chazon Ish, someone wanted to say the following. Somebody wanted to say when the hotel doors, that's the other classic nafkamina, there were a billion nafkamina. So again, it was unlike in the Vardic and 120 years ago, I think we use electricity a little bit more right now. So the hotel doors. So the shoel to Rashi Weiss wanted to say that even according to the Chazon Ish said, what? The problem is making a kli. You could debate this. The problem is building and making a kli. That's the way he saw it. And therefore, this is already, and Derech, before I get to his punchline, I should just add this in right now. Because he said the problem is making a kli, he thought, therefore, a fan which is off is mukta. A fan, it's not like I'm turning it, just simply turning it on. A fan which is off is mukta. It's nothing at that point. It's not a kli. So by my turning it on, I'm plugging it in, I'm getting it to be a kli in the first place. I'm building it. I'm making it on Shabbos. So there are those who think, if you're working with the Chazon Ish, I'm building. So I'm making it into a fan on Shabbos. Until now it was dead. It wasn't a kli. Now I'm making it alive. So therefore, it's not just simply a kli shemach to l'eser. It's worse. It's not a kli at all. It's moksa at all. It's Mux and Gansen. That would be one nafkamina, which flows in, from this way of thinking that until now it's not a kli. So in this case, Zok the Shalal, that if you take this idea, what's going on? Until now, you tell me it wasn't a door? Certainly this was a door. This was a hotel door. This was a door. But what? You just couldn't use it. You couldn't get in. So therefore, he says, okay, being that the problem is only Mishum Binyan, this is what the Shoal said. No, since the problem, in this case, it's not Binyan anymore, because it was a door before, it was a door after. So therefore, it's Mutter. So, first of all, Rav Asher Weiss says the following. He says, this is a line I think is an extremely important line that I like repeating every year, that this is not, that the question of electricity, turning it on and off, is not a multiple choice test. A multiple choice test, I think they tell you this, is that you can't fill out all the answers. Right? You have to just usually one to the exclusion of all others. So in a multiple choice test, there's one right answer, and the other ones are all wrong. And here, in theory, there could be multiple issues that are involved in turning on and off electricity. The answer could be A, B, C, or D. Maybe it could be G. It could be Q. It could be something else in Gansen. There could be multiple things which are involved. And it doesn't have to be one. Point number two, the same token, again, being that there's no Pasuk, there's no Rambam, there's no Gemara, in theory, it could be none of them. This is all stabs in the dark. We're all trying to figure out exactly what is the right model. What is the right model? We don't know 100%. We have to figure out what exactly fits. So, point number one, Rav Asher Weiss writes, that just because it's not, even if you'll tell me it's not Bona, doesn't mean it's going to be Mutter. It will be possibly other reasons why it will be prohibited. Well, Mirz Hashem, we'll get to more. But he says, first of all, besides the fact of making it into a door, maybe it is a door already, but the problem is simply building the circuit itself. The circuit itself you're certainly creating. You're building that circuit within the door in order to enable that lock to open. So even if in theory you wouldn't be quote-unquote opening, making it into a door, it's a door already, it was a door after, Mikol Makom, the circuit itself is the problem. Mishum Binyan. I think they're both true. I don't think they're mutually exclusive. I'm building different things. I'm building the circuit. I'm building the kli. And I don't think they're. And I think he himself is in different lines is saying both of them. He thinks they're all true. And just because in theory it already is a door, doesn't mean the circuit is not going to be a problem. Okay, so that is largely what I wanted to speak about in terms of the Chazon Ish himself. Again, so far where we were, the Baal Aruch HaShulchan thought the issue was Mishum Havara. We generally assume that that's not to be the case. The Chazon Ish, his Shikol Hadas, told him that it was some type of binyan, either b'mechobar or binyan, even b'metaltalin as tika, and Rav Shlomo Zalman asked, he doesn't seem to fit the rules, so we noted that the chazanis seem to give more chashivas here, because there's either mimavis l'chaim, or there's still is tika, or that was his shikol hadas. What I'd like to move on to right now is that the Chazon Ish himself, besides before he got to suggesting that it was Bona, he himself suggested it was Tikkun Mane. In other words, probably Maka B'Patish. And I think the most eloquent way to say this, Rav Asher Weiss in his tshuva said it the following way. He says the following. Kol ha'osa davar choshuv im ha'chashmal, that the problem isn't necessarily that I am closing the circuit, but rather the problem is that I am doing something of significance. And he's based it on a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says like this. This is in Nefkin Perek HaGadol. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Avdin Hayu B'Hai Pirkot Tzlas Shanin Uplog. Wow. They were learning Perek HaGadol for 3.5 years. Afkun Minei Arbaim Chaser Achas Toldos Al Kol Chada V'Chada. So the 39 Malachos, they were able to derive, figure out, 39 toldos of the malachos for each and every malacha. So do the math, 39 times 39, that comes out to be a lot. Man de Ashkechon mismach samchon. So what they found the malacha for, they based it on that particular malacha. Ha de lo Ashkechon mismach avdonei mishum make bepatish. Whatever they couldn't find a particular malacha to
pin it on.
Well put, to pin it on, then they pinned it on make bepatish. So again, the Pnei Moshe on this on Yishami says explains it simple. Masha matzu las micho la'av samcho. We always thought that the pshat is like this. Pshat is an avos and toldos were like this. They're 39 malachos. The av is exactly that. The av is the main malacha, and the tolda was automatically similar to that malacha. So that too is asur midaraisa, chayav midaraisa. This way of thinking is a little bit different. Why? In what way? That here, it's not like they were looking at the malacha, and they said, what's similar to that malacha? There's an av malacha of dash, so they saw schita. So schita is, that's too much like dash. So that's too much. That's exactly like dash, and so that's a tolda of dash. But rather, what this way of looking, this Yerushalmi seems to be saying, is that Chazal were looking at a myriad of things that were going on that people do always, things that people do. So they were saying they looked at them and said that. Ooh, that can't be done on Shabbos. That there's a certain chashivas in that being done. Why can't that be done? That can't be done on Shabbos. That was their, and then they did what? They were mismach samchon on what? Oh, you know, why can't that be done? That's too similar to dash. That one's too similar to borer. That's too similar to whatever. Name your malacha. But then there were other things, what they said, that Chazal said, that can't be done on Shabbos. But they just couldn't pinpoint where it does. It's not Zoreya, it's not Kotzer, it's not Borer, it's not Hotzah. So what exactly is it? So then they said, it's under what? It's under Makeh B'Patish. In other words, instead of coming from looking at 39 malachos and saying which one of those malachos is that similar to, they were coming from understanding of what Shabbos is all about. And from there, trying to figure out which is the best reason to prohibit it. Midaraisa as a tolda. The Evan Ezel says a similar idea. He's medayik in the Rambam that says that Makeh B'Patish Chol Osid Dover the Gemara Malacha be told us Makeh B'Patish. Go and mapis morsa be Makeh B'Patish Mishum the Meleches Harofe. Meleches Harofe is simply it's what the doctors do. The fact that gives it more chashivas than it otherwise would have had. Is there any other malacha involved? It's not necessarily binyan. It's not necessarily anything else. So, it's really a fascinating, and I should just explain where this is coming from a little bit, that instead of there being 39 malachos, as 39 separate Isurim. And then the question is, if there are 39 different Isurim, then the Malacha has to fit into one of the 39. But rather, there's a broader category called Losasikol Malacha. And 39 Malachos are probably more 39 examples. And Meleches Machsheves Astra Torah would dictate that, even though I can't necessarily pinpoint it to any one of the 39, Mikol Makom, this is still Meleches Machsheves. Therefore, it could be Chayev Midaraisa, albeit it's not exactly any one of the 39 Malachos. So, Zakt Rashi Weiss, that the Skiras Ma'agal Chashmali Al Kol Tziroseha of Ofaneha Bevadai L'Losafeg Yesh Bahamsa Atzuma She'ein Kamosa Tikun V'Chashivos L'Haniya Yesodos Tevel, to manipulate matter. Yesh Bach Shash Maka Bepatish, Bain Bemafel Kalim Tasyasam Atsumim, Bain Taskiris Electronium Zeirim, remember how big or small they are, the Chem Noras LED, which is also relevant to come out every light that we turn on. Back in the day, the lights used to be incandescent bulbs, they used to be there. The debate was whether that was fire or not. That was the original, early discussions of electricity, discussing whether or not the old incandescent bulb was fire. But our lights are basically cold, LED lights, light emanating diodes. There's no heat involved, so there's no havara. So elamite, what could be involved? So even turning on those lights is a malacha. Which malacha? Makabe patish. In what sense? In this very sense, in that you're manipulating. It's ein lecha meleches machsheves gedola mizu, manipulating matter al yidei these hamtzaos, basically using these forms of technology. So the, even though again it wouldn't necessarily fit into any one of the other malachos, being that I am using these technological advancements in order to manipulate. To manipulate, to turn on gadgets, that itself, he felt would constitute a malacha, even though it necessarily wouldn't be otherwise.
Sorry, this is the Rashi Weiss still.
Mm-hmm. So that's a fascinating idea. It's really very thought provoking, and it makes a lot of sense. If you ask me, I think the Chazon Ish had that in mind also. I think he was struggling to say that. I think that was what he was trying to say. He called it Bonab. He had, first he said, take him, is this Mavas Lachayim? And these type of ideas, he saw it as more than it otherwise would have been. And that's why I think he had this type of idea in mind. He was having a hard time articulating it, but I think this is what he had a lot of that.
Could be that Kalinich was maybe hesitant to just say, based on pure intuition, that something's a malacha. Meaning, it's one thing for Amoraim to say, like, this must be Ashran Shabbos,
right.
And therefore, it's just
right.
What gives a pressure, I guess, like...
No, because it's hard to know. The feeling is like this. Again, that's why it's very, very, very hard to know. But they're basically saying, yeah, that did not exist at that time. Obviously, as we pointed out, there's no Pasuk, there's no Rambam, there's no Ricky Vager. No one, they don't talk about electricity, for good reason. So, Elamite, but what we have to do is try to figure out what would have been parallel at the time, what type of things were Chazal, did Chazal see as Malacha? So, what Gedolei, I think these Gedolei Yisrael felt was that there is something which is against Shabbos in this, and not on the Rabbanan level. They felt this was against the essence of Shabbos. This is their understanding of what Shabbos is.
Is there any precedent of like any posik using this Yerushalmi to us or something?
There is a Chuvas Rashba which speaks of the following. Since you're asking that, There's a Chuvas HaRashba which speaks of the following. Again, he's not talking about electricity, but the Chuvas HaRashba is speaking about people. He doesn't speak about the Yerushalmi per se, but he does speak about the following. Who speaks of? I think I have this here someplace. Where did this go? Basically, with this guy, I can't find it where I had it, but it was putting. Putting various silkworms under a person's arm in order that they develop properly. So basically, he asks it mishum. It's hard to argue what other malachas than valid. He says mishum malachas mafshebes asvetar. Mishum is in a very broad category. He says mishum malachas mafshebes asvetar. So, where was I? So the this approach, besides leading to a chumrah, it also leads to a kula, in the following sense: that there are those people who are understanding, like the Chazon Ish, where basically any time you close a circuit. Automatically would be, in theory, Malacha Daraisa, and the only kulos that would come about would be things like Dover Sheinim is Kaven, different psikreshto de lo nechole, in many situations. But, Lamashal, as it happens all the time, and Mr. will talk much, much, much more about this, Mr. Shem, next week, but there are a billion situations which happen all the time right now, which happen Shalom is Kaven. Right, a person. Anytime when someone walks, they're being caught in sensors, and they're causing all types of various things to happen all over the place. So the classical way of looking is if there is a malacha involved. Let's say if one's thinking like the Chazon Ish, and every single time you're closing circuits and you're causing wires to alarm systems to close, you're causing all types of other things to happen. So the classic way of looking at it is really you're doing something which in theory should be aser, but it's a psikreisha d'lo nichole, and combining with some other kula, and therefore it's mutter, generally something like that. But lefi this idea, the malacha is only in as much as you have malachas machshavas. The malacha isn't really a malacha in the first place. The malacha is in as much. As you're machshiv it, as you're doing this with a certain chashivos, you're giving it other intents than you have. Or you ask me for example, this would be the better example for you. There's a Rashi in Masechus Beah. I usually quote this together with this. Rashi in Masechus Beah says the following. The Gemara says it's oster, there's an Isser Havara, of course. Where it says in Masechus Beah, it's oster lahachiel lubehema, the truma chenitmes. Why? So the example is, Rashi says, Rachmana achshevela malacha. Rachmana achshevela malacha. It's like Srefas Truma. On Yontif it's talking there. So one of the Hezbeirim, I heard at the time, from Rosenzweig, one of the Hezbeirim he gave was exactly in this direction. The Rachmana achshevela malacha. Again, feeding a dog is not Havara. It's Rashi and Chavzayim in Mitzachas Be'er. That feeding a dog shouldn't be havara, but harachmana ach shevei lemalacha. In that context, it took on more than it otherwise would have been. I'm sorry for digressing a little bit. That's to answer your question, a more relevant marimako. So generally, this approach it becomes a chumrah, but in cases where I'm not doing anything of significance in the first place, And again, billions of things are happening all the time. He gives an example. Let's say a person, let's say a doctor, carries around the cell phone. He carries it around if he needs to answer it. But in the course of carrying it around all the time, his phone is changing from 2 bars to 3 bars to 4 bars, 2 bars, whatever, depending where you go, or somebody who's wearing a GPS. He's connected, someone who has Alzheimer's. He has whatever. The police make him connect to a GPS, you know, to hold his, that he can't get away. Other examples where all types of things are happening all the time, just we just couldn't care less about them. So is the pshat that it's a psikresha delo nechale, and therefore drabanan, and combining other tzir of kulas, or the pshat is the geder hamalacha in the first place is achshavela rachmana, when there's no chashivas to what's happening at all, then there's no iser in the first place. You don't have to get into that. You don't have to get into psikresha delo nechale and all that entire cheshbin. That's going to become very important in terms of a lot of cases which happen regularly. And as much as we were suggesting, this Rosh Hashanah says this beferish, I can't prove this, but I get the sense that the Chazon Ish had a lot of this in mind. That's my intuition. The Rav Moshe in his tshuva says the following. He was discussing using microphones. Why can't I use a microphone on Shabbos and or Yom Tov? So he says two things which are midrabanan. He says, first of all, it's often a problem of hashmas kol. Hashma'as kol, it's a drabbanon dikka problem. It may create like af shamilsa, and maybe I'll misakin klishir. Maybe I'll end up certainly a microphone. Often, you know, all the time, you see in the base matters, anybody use a microphone, then all the time it never works, and they have to adjust it. Okay, so those are drabbanon dikka problems. But then he says those are 3 and 4. But for reasons number 1 and 2, that maybe you can't use electricity, you can't use a microphone on Shabbos or Yontif, is kivan de kol hanishma eino kol ha'adam atzmo ella kishemidaber nasir roshem shall have a rosav sham umasha nishma hu kol havara. Since your voice is one thing, and what's eventually heard or created is created by echoes. It's a chshash iser daraisa that maybe you made your voice made an imprint inside the microphone. Yesh al kol panim ezer chshash melacha me'achar shenischadesh ezer davar shal yedezer nishma kol me'rachok. Point number one. V'yesh lachosh le'isr derayis after lo borer ho'isr. He says he admits he doesn't know that for sure. Yesh lachosh. Point number one. Point number two. Shelefi midas hakol negdal koach hotsoas ho'elektri. The more, the louder one speaks, that causes more of an output of electricity. Nimsa shebediburo nimsa magdil makdin es ho'elektri. That heightens or decreases the amount of hishtamshus bekochos ho'elektri yichshash isu deraisa af belo havara v'yesh la'ayin b'zeh tuva lemaisa. What is he talking about? What is it? Zoreya? It's borer? What malacha is he talking about? It's not. It's hotzah. What malacha is? It's shnei batei nirin. What malacha is this? So, I mean, he told you, I left out a line, he says the chashis is makav apathish, the ulai bona, that he's toying with. I mean, again, pinpointing exactly what makav apathish is very, very hard to do, but but very reasonable where Moshe was thinking that this would constitute Makir B'Patish. That this would constitute Makir B'Patish, and very much along these lines that, again, the fact you're using these kochos that are these hamsos would probably add more chashivos than it otherwise would have. And that's why, again, is he convinced of this? Of course not. He wasn't convinced of this at all. But it's a chash, it's the direct. That's what he said.
I don't understand if you tell me that flicking a switch is macha b'patish because now you're completing the circuit. But over here, I was imagining the microphone could have been on before shot.
Right, even though it is, that's exactly, so, even in this case.
It's live already.
Exactly.
It's like a fan being on.
Exactly, exactly.
So, you know, so you're, how is it macha b'patish?
So that's why he... That's why this is such a chiddush that he's even saying this. Like, in almost in cases of the Chazon Ish, it sounds like that would almost for sure be you're turning it on and off. The chiddush is that even in this cases he sees that they could still be problematic.
So then the microphone was not a cleat before it was used.
He's not talking about that, but there it's on already. He's speaking about speaking into it. He's not speaking about turning it on or off.
Right, but if you want to conceptualize this as Makir B'Patish, you have to say then that the microphone was not a...
No, I don't think so.
When you put your voice into it, that voice makes some change in it.
A different clue.
Or within the clue. And this is very importantly. In our whatever, we deal with this a billion times a minute right now, but you're dealing with a cell phone, you're dealing with a computer. So is it a question only of on and off? I mean, almost never do you turn the computer. The computer almost never goes on and off. The computer come out, always stays on.
What did Moshe mean by an imprint within the microphone?
I don't know either the science or probably what he meant, but he has some sense. It does something in the machine. It's making some change, whether it be even temporarily. You know, I don't think he thinks that therefore, because you made that sound, therefore 15 years later, you made an impact on that machine at that point. Those are going to be chidushim, things we'll talk about a lot more next week, Meir Tzeshem, about temporary changes, when is that going to matter.
Yeah, that's also the imprint in the machine is also a part of the Makir
B'Patish. I think so. I think that's, yeah. He's there in that phrase, he says, do Ulai have Makir B'Patish, Ulai Bona? Again, these things are... Is he convinced of this? Of course he's not convinced of this. But again, the sense of Gedolei Yisrael was there's something more going on here. Do they know this for sure? Yeah, that's what you were asking before. They know they're not Chazal either. That's why they can't ask. They're not answering this B'Torah's Vaday. They know they're not exactly. They know they're not a Chazal, but they have, Gedolei Yisrael do have a sixth sense of what is. I think the language of Rashi Weiss is Ke'ilu Nolad Lem the Ruach HaKodesh, a Nevuah, that this was us. This is something that. Paraphrasing, I don't know, but there's some sense of Gedolei Yisrael. Not just, I think this is someone hinted at before. Not just they felt that if we allow people to use it, therefore will lead to a calamity, and that's also true. But that's not what they're speaking here. They mean it on the Daraisa level as not just a way of preventing people from doing other things. They mean this Be'etzem, that this is, they see this as something problematic, as something inherently problematic. By the way, it's not my. That wasn't my connection. That understanding, Rav Moshe. There's Sfarim, another sefer who deals with electricity. Has a couple of two chalak. He has many chalakim in the Shabbos. But the Talmud Chacham of the Shvus Yitzchak, Yitzchak Darzi, Yitzchak Darzi. The Talmud Mavukar of Ayashiv. So he connected some of that. He connected, I didn't connect Rav Asher Weiss, but he also perceived it as the Makir B'Patish and understood it in these ways based on the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi meant, the Yerushalmi means something. The Yerushalmi said that what the Amorim were doing this. So the Gedolei Yisrael fell. Again, could they do it, as you said before, could they do it B'Vadolos? They can't do it B'Vadolos. They can't do it B'Vadolos, but they have a sense that that is the case. Um, that the Issa would be based on a form of Makeh B'Patish. So far, again, just a quick review. We spell in terms of what could possibly be the Isturim involved in turning on and off electricity. It would be Havara we spoke about, the passage that we spoke about, the Binyan and the various forms of the Chatanish, whether it be Mechoper, whether it be Metaltalin. We then moved to the possibility of Makeh B'Patish based on its Yerushalmi, and that anything that we can't pinpoint exactly what it is fits under the rubric of Makeh B'Patish. Kamad lo mismach bon samchon al Makeh B'Patish, and probably based on the idea of Malachas Machsheves Asvita. The fourth way of understanding, this is probably also one of the early ways, most people are familiar with this. This is what the Shlomo Zalman himself, he said, even though he wasn't convinced of it, but he says, Kfar Ho Razakein, the Beis Yitzchak, and that doesn't mean the YU Torah journal, but the Beis Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Shmelkes, Tam Chacham, also about, it must be 120 some odd years ago. He writes in his tshuva that the Isser is based in Isser Rabbanon of the Gemara says in Sechus Beya, it's also la'ashrin al gabe cheres, to smoke, not, I don't mean smoke like this, but put smoke into, like smoking perfume, I think it means, into al gabe cheres. Rav Yehuda said this mutter, the Rabba asks, why the kamolid recha? That I am creating a reach tov into that piece of cheres. Rashi says, d'mod reach shenichnas b'cheres. So, in other words, his understanding is that with electricity, I am causing that current of electricity to go into that kli that I'm now using. And so therefore we thought it was some type of Issur Rabbanon of using electricity. So Poskim at the time, in those early Beis Vad L'Chachamim journals, those contemporary Halacha journals of the time, their blogs, they said that, they argued that, ironically, for two different possible opposite reasons. That is this really a molid? Why? Deleka b'chashmal molid, kivon energia kfar kayem b'tachnas akorak rakma viro etzlo. Here the energy already exists at the plant, and all you're doing is simply just bringing it from there to there. Point number one. And point number two also needs to be thought about, is this really considered molid? Because, for exact opposite reason, not that it already exists, but that it never exists. Because the Gemara speaks about Recha, Milsa, Recha, Lav, Milsa. There's no Yoredeya, discusses whether Recha is Milsa, but Recha is, one place in Recha, maybe Kishtia. Recha has a certain mamashas to it. There are usually kol mariv v'reach ein bo mamash. But as much as that's the case, not all ein bo mamashes are created equal. There are things which are Ein Bo Mamash, and there are things that are really Ein Bo Mamash. Again, Hatzlacha pinpointing that, but that may show itself. The Gemara speaks about Kol Ma'ariv Reach. So is it the Gemara, even though it's Aster Lo Lude Reach, as we just said, Mikol Makom, there's a Gemara in Masechet Erevin which discusses, is it Mutter Lo Olid Kol? Olude Kol. Is that a problem? We aser, let's say you're using bells or the like, Mishum Hashmas Kol. But we don't, the Gemara has a suggestion that there's a problem also of Olude Kol, and generally we don't assume that. So even within Kol and Reach, we don't necessarily assume them to be on the same plane. How about Olude Mariah? Kol Mariah Reach. Do we assume Olude applies to any intangible? So not so clear. Electricity may be that type of intangible, which is not Shayach for at all. It may be more intangible than intangible. On the other hand, this is where I think the basis may have been coming from. On the other hand, it may be more tangible than anything else. That a reach, you could only be margish it by the reach. Masha'inkein, the effect of that electricity is much more nirgash. Why? Because until now, the light was off, now it's on. The fan was off, now it's on. The air conditioning, et cetera, et cetera. Whatever kli, it created more of a mamashas. That's why the Gemara actually speaks of Molad Davar Chadash in two different places in Maseches Be'ah. One of them being, as we started out the shiur, that it's also to light a match, strike a match on Yantar, even though one could light a fire. Why? Because Molad Davar Chadash. So what? So yet the Yitzchak Shmelkis, the Yitzchak chose the Gemara of Molad Reach Bekelim. Why? Because I think he perceived the Isser here not to be a problem of simply being Molad Davar Chadash in a vacuum, but rather he perceived the problem to be infusing the Kli with that Davar Chadash. So in that case, the Gemara is infusing the Kli with that Reach. So here too, he's infusing that kli, that light, that fan, etc., with the electricity. That's how we saw the Rabbanan. Therefore, the fact that that answers both of the questions that the Achronim are asking on him, number one, i.e. the koach already exists at the plant, that doesn't matter. It's not in the kli already, point number one. Point number two is that, it's so intangible. The answer is no, it's more tangible than some of the others, because now I infused that kli with energy, and now it could do things that it couldn't do until now. That's why he picked that Gemara. That answers some of the questions. That's why he picked that Gemara. So that's in terms of, so that Rabbi Yitzchak Shmelkis and Shlomo Zalman thought that was the right model, possibly, in understand, in astering electricity on the Rabbanon level. Shech the Shlita believes as an Issa Rabbanon, and his model was similar to this, but he thought it was also a makav pasuk drabbanon level. He gives is like a tzinor sh'olah b'kashkasim, that the muscle is gemara niksuvis dasamach, which speaks of a pipe which became clogged. So the gemara speaks that you're able to unclog it on the drabbanon with the shinoi. The assumption being that it's a type of tikkun mana on the drabbanon level. And the idea for him is something getting the system to work, which until now was clogged, so to speak. It's not fully broken. It's not like I'm building the plumbing system, but I am getting it to work. So too, when these utensils are off, I'm getting the system to function properly. Turning on electricity, that would constitute that is the drabbanon of similar to immaculate patterns of tzina, like. Sinor she aluba kashkash. So we mentioned so far various, number one, what the level of Isser is and what the Geder Ho-Isser is in terms of is it the turning on the current itself, and only is it only when there's chashivas, or is it the circuit, is it the per se, or is it only the melechas machsheves shebo? It's a couple of nafkamino with which we'll finish, and again we'll broaden this much, not broaden, but we'll develop this more next week in terms of more practical nafkamino and other applications. But a couple of things to think about are the following. We already mentioned when things are being done.
What's the parallel between electricity and tzinor?
I think the idea is like this. Like the system which already exists in both cases. It's not like the shot, I'm installing the wires. They both cases, they both are here too. I'm not installing the gadget already exists, everything's already, but just simply not working properly.
I thought there's the flow of electricity is the flow of electrons, and when it's off, the electrons are not flowing. When you turn it on, you're allowing electrons to flow.
You're getting it to work. Oh, you see.
Right, but it's in more details. Not just that you're getting something to work. There's a flow that is stopped. You're allowing the flow to continue. So that's mamish doma. That's mamish doma.
Sink. But I imagine if there's no water there at the time, wouldn't it be the same thing? I would have thought.
So I said there's no water there. It would still be an issue.
I would think. So That's why I understood it. Maybe I have to listen again and try to hear it. So one nafkamina would be, again, we'll elaborate this much more about Mirat Hashem, is when it's done shalom b'mizkavein, psikresha, the more you believed that it's an iser be'etzim, the only kulas we'll get, as we mentioned before, would be things like davar she'en b'mizkavein, psikresha, lo nichalei. The more you believe it's only based on b'mizkavein, that's a very important nafkamina, something to think about. We mentioned it already, and we'll elaborate more next week. Also, what Post can speak about is the following, also very important. In terms of whether or not, is it going to be usher where it's already on, but just not functioning properly? The hainu. Very common. So you want to turn up the volume. You want to turn up the power. You want to turn up it's already on. So in theory, if the issue is only about creating the circuit's already on. If it's about things like mimavis l'chaim, if it's about getting it to function properly, you have to really think about this. With the post can speak about shinoi zerem, changing the current, would that be permissible or not? So remember, when one of the somet, one of their ideas was the following. They have this, again, there's a wheelchair, a mobile wheelchair, which only could run at a certain power, and it would die, it would stop working in the middle of Shabbos. So they had this idea that what were they going to do? That they were going to leave it on. You couldn't turn it on and off on Shabbos. So they had this idea that they'll turn down the value, turn down the power to its bare minimum. Technically, it would be on. So it would be on from the beginning of Shabbos. The person needs to go to shul at 9 o'clock in the morning on Shabbos. So when... at 9 o'clock in the morning, they would turn up the power, and then it would be using at full power only from 9 o'clock till whenever they need it. And then they wouldn't need it again. They would turn it down and turn it up, so that would conserve the energy. So technically, if the issue was only about creating the circuit, then in theory, no one would violate anything. The problem is like this. First of all, even in terms of the Chazon Ish, in terms of Mimavis L'chaim, but certainly in terms of everybody else, is getting the kli to work, L'mashal. If you have a radio which is, in theory, technically on, but the volume is completely off, then it's worthless. Right? Yes, there was no circuit being created, but it's non-functional at that time, so you can't hear anything. The goal of the radio is that you hear something. So is the problem literally about the circuit, or is the problem about getting the cleat to function properly? Well, again, I could ask that question on the Raisa level, on the Rabbana level, whatever it is that we're talking about. Is the problem literally creating the circuit, or getting the cleat to work? So just simply the fact that it's technically on, but you can't necessarily do anything, it may minimize the problem, possibly, it may, depending on these discussions. That is also a very relevant discussion. Another third last discussion, but this will finish, is that one could also debate, is there an inverse? Let's say turning, we spoke a lot about turning on, but is there a parallel to turning off? So if the malacha is malachas binyan, we know there's a parallel to binyan. Binyan's brother is Soser. So there is something called Soser. So you have to figure out whether it plays by the rules of Sira. But that at least is a parallel. If it's makeh b'patish, if it's regular makeh b'patish, there's no inverse of makeh b'patish. Turning off the kli necessarily wouldn't be the same thing. But the more you believe it's basically using technology in terms of ham solos chadashos and that type of idea, that could apply equally to turning it off and turning it on. I think that could apply equally to turning it on and turning it off. And that certainly has much chashivas. If an alarm, we'll get more to this Mirat Hashem next week. There's an allegation. I'll try to get to Memcha right now. Yeah. Okay, just go after me for listening. Just after me early.
Good, thank you.